I sat on the edge of the bed, nervous, apprehensive, but most of all, excited. I have been fantasizing about this for months. I started getting curious about a year ago. Started researching online, trying to find out more. The more I looked, the more I found myself drawn to it, entranced by it, unable to shake this unquenchable curiosity in my soul. I dreamt about it, tried to envision what the experience would be like. I have practically destroyed my vibrator fantasizing about it. A few weeks ago, I made an offhand comment to a work friend during lunch. Almost by accident. I had expected her to be shocked or appalled, even disgusted. But, to my surprise, she simply flashed a knowing smile and told me, "My partner and I have been doing that for years." Since that lunch, she's been exceedingly gracious, answering my questions, telling me what it was like, how it felt. And the more I heard about it, from someone who had first-hand experience, the more fascinated I became. Eventually, my work friend asked if I was truly curious to try it out, to see for myself what the experience was like. She said she knew a lot of people who were into this particular lifestyle and she could set something up if I was interested. It took me only 24 hours to decide. I'm drawn from my memories as the man walks into the room, and I hop up off the bed a little too eagerly. I met him only once before, a week ago, over dinner. We discussed what I wanted and what he could provide. We discussed desires and expectations, boundaries and limits, a stoplight-style safe word system. I admitted I was new to all of this and didn't quite know what to expect. He reassured me that nothing would happen that I didn't want and that his primary focus was my safety and enjoyment. He established a milestone, a certain point where he would pause the session and give me the choice to either end things there or continue. I agreed to all of it. He was kind, understanding, friendly, and almost jovial at times. So much so that I contacted my work friend after the dinner and asked if she was certain this man was the right one to do this. The work friend assured me that I was in good hands and that this man was exactly the one I needed for my first experience. Trusting her judgment, I resolved to see it through and set about having the most anxious and eager week of my life. I now find myself in that awkward moment where I'm not quite sure what to do. Do we say hello? Shake hands? Hug? What's the protocol here? He obviously senses my trepidation, gives me a friendly smile and asks if I would like to begin. I say, yes. He strolls over to the edge of the bed, removes his coat, and places a large black duffel bag on the bed. In an instant, his demeanor shifts. He doesn't physically change, but he suddenly seems somehow larger, denser than he was the moment before. He slowly turns toward me, an icy intensity in his eyes. Strip. The word hits me like a fist in the gut and my breath catches in my throat. I stare back into those intense eyes and shudder slightly, unable to stop the word before it tumbles from my lips. What? In one long stride, he is across the room and standing dangerously close to me. He's only a few inches taller, yet somehow he looms over me like a force of nature. I expect an angry growl or enraged shout. But instead, His voice is stern, cold, final. I do not repeat myself. Do you understand? Yes, sir, I reply. It's the name we had agreed upon. I hadn't been sure about it, but in that moment, it is the most natural thing in the world for me to say. He stares at me a moment longer, then returns to the back. I immediately begin to disrobe, no thought given to the time or energy I had expended to get ready for the evening. By the time I am naked, he finds what he is looking for in the bag and turns back towards me. I stand with my arms clutched in front of me timidly, a slight tremble coursing through my now naked body. One stern glare from him and I immediately drop my hands to my side. He eyes me up and down. I expect it to feel degrading, like he's leering at me like prey, but it doesn't. He's sizing me up, a thousand calculations dancing across his face as he measures me from head to toe. My eyes cast down and suddenly lock onto what he retrieved from the duffel. Several long coils of rope. I am transfixed, mesmerized at the sight of the object of my past year's obsession. Thousands of photos, hundreds of videos, men, women, everything in between, all sizes, all shapes, all nationalities, all of them tied and bound by rope, all of them being expertly dominated by an expert hand, all of them with a look of absolute bliss on their faces. And now, finally, I'm getting my turn. My whole body quivers as he approaches, grabs my shoulder, and spins me around. I can barely hear his voice over the rushing of blood through my ears as he leans in close from behind. Are you ready, little one? He says in his deep, steely voice. The name he suggested for me causes the blood in my ears to pulse even louder. Yes, sir. He grabs my wrists and yanks them up behind me, crossing them over the small of my back and forcing each hand to grab the opposite elbow. It is painful, but I barely even notice, my whole body now shaking as a copper taste fills my mouth, as the first loop of rope winds around my forearms, lashing them together. I can barely keep my legs under me, my knees tremble fiercely. Deep breaths, little one. I instinctively respond to the command, filling my lungs with large, steadying breaths. I concentrate on my breathing as the ropes loop around and around my forearms, up over my elbow, then back and forth from bicep to bicep across my back. Each loop pulls my arms further behind me, and with one final yank, my shoulders pop back, twisting my chest forward. I am suddenly acutely aware of how hard my nipples are. I feel a sudden pang in my stomach as I realize that I cannot touch them, play with them, give them the attention they are so yearning for. I am also suddenly aware of the growing moisture between my legs. I feel a new length of rope wrap around my midsection and cinch hard. I gasp loudly, followed by a light whimper, holding myself rigidly still. I clap my eyes shut and focus on the feeling, the sensation of tightness around my middle, waiting for the next loop. But it doesn't come. He doesn't move, doesn't continue. And my mind suddenly panics. Did I do something wrong? Have I fucked this up already? Is there green light? His voice is slightly softer than it has been, and I instantly chastise myself for forgetting. Yes, sir, green light. I hastily reply. He continues, passing a few more loops around my waist. He is slow, methodical, expertly weaving the ropes around my body. I keep my eyes closed, not paying attention to the work that he's doing, but to the feeling of the ropes themselves, like being hugged by a thousand little arms all at once. His fingers nimbly form the knots, create the patterns, and feed the ropes around my torso, between my breasts, up over my straining shoulders, and back down. I have lost all sense of time. He's either been at this for a few minutes or a few decades. It doesn't matter. All that matters is this blissful sensation. Eventually, the hands stop moving over my body. I slowly open my eyes as I feel hands on my shoulders, moving me, guiding me. I glance up and see myself in a mirror, the man standing behind me. He leans forward in my ear and whispers with that cold, emotionless tone, "Look, little one, look how beautiful you are." With that, he moves away, gives me the mirror to myself. I gasp, again, staring, transfixed at the figure before me. It is all the pictures that I have seen, multiplied by 100. I am covered in an intricate pattern of ropes and knots, framing my figure perfectly. But the visual is nothing compared to the sensation. It is intoxicating. My knees tremble and I falter a little in my stance. The man is immediately behind me again, bracing me by the shoulders. He leads me to the edge of the bed and sits me down. He squats down in front of me for the first time, bringing himself to my level. The touch of softness returns to his voice. He tells me that we've reached the milestone and that he's giving me the choice. Do I want to end this now or continue? Continue, please. The words are out of my mouth before I even have time to consider, but I know it's the truth. I don't want this to end. He stands and looms over me again, not a hint of emotion on his face. He reaches down and grabs my ankles, tipping me back onto the bed. Before I even realize what is happening, he has my leg firmly in his grip and is methodically wrapping a new rope around my ankle. He is not overly rough or aggressive, but he moves my body strongly with purpose. I let go of myself, relishing in the idea of being his toy, his mannequin. It is not really kinky the way I thought it would be. It's erotic, sexual, sensual. He binds each leg in an intricate pattern, then latches my ankles to the back of my thighs. The more he ties, the more aroused I become. By the time he finishes, my whole body tingles and pulses, exuding a sexual energy that permeates the room. The man raises me up onto my knees on the bed, and I instantly start to tip forward, barely able to keep myself upright. He kneels behind me on the bed, grabs my shoulders, and leans me against his broad chest. Oh, he speaks directly into my ear, telling me in that deep, strong voice that the sensations I am feeling now, I should allow myself to feel them. Let them wash over me, surrender myself to them. My breathing is erratic, my muscles quiver and twitch, my mind feels as if it's about to burst, my pussy is on fire. Tell me, little one, what do you want? I barely manage the words. Release, release, sir. And you want me to give that to you? Yes. His hands move from my shoulders down my front across the ropes over my breasts. His fingers dance momentarily over my nipples, eliciting a throaty groan from deep within me. One hand remains across my chest, cupping my breasts and kneading it firmly. The other slides between my legs, spreading my knees apart. He runs a finger up and down through my slit, and every fiber of my being begins to tremble. His tongue traces a trail across my collarbone and up to my neck, and for the first time I hear something other than the cold, unshakable tone in his voice as he growls hungrily in my ear. The hand on my breast moves up behind me, his fingers lacing through the ropes that bind my torso and arms. He speaks directly in my ear in a low, guttural snarl. Now, little one. The hand behind me tightens, grabbing a handful of ropes and yanking hard, causing the latter quirk that crosses my body to constrict even harder. Oh, he suddenly plunges two fingers deep inside of me as he growls the command to get a teeth. Come for me. My whole body erupts. I thrash in his grip, spasming uncontrollably as I explode onto his hand. Wave after wave of orgasmic pleasure courses through my body for what feels like an eternity. Eventually, It ends. I collapse in his grip, his hands release the ropes behind me. He reaches around my shoulders to keep me upright, presses me back against his chest. I gasp, heavy, lung falls over here. I try desperately to regain some semblance of self, or anything beyond the feeling of pure ecstasy. My breathing finally begins to slow when he relaxes his grip. I feel something probing at my lips and my eyes flutter open, revealing his hand, covered in my wetness, floating in front of my mouth. I hungrily suck his fingers into my mouth, greedily lapping at the flavor with my tongue. He backs away from me, causing me to tumble back onto the bed. Oh. He suddenly repositions himself on top of me, thrust between my open knees, his face barely an inch away, covering my entire body like a shroud. He stares directly into my eyes with that cold, icy glare, and my arousal instantly intensifies even more. Within those crystalline eyes, I see a question I know I must answer. Green light. The man's mouth descends upon mine, his tongue probing inside. After a moment, he pulls away, hovering over me and again, staring directly into my eyes. Would you prefer a man or a woman? The only thing that surprises me more than the question is the immediacy and desperation of my answer, either or both. I am overcome with my own need, a wanton, desperate yearning to feel everything. My limbs struggle against the bonds, my entire body craving to be free so I can wrap myself around him and devour him. To my dismay, he stands, leaving me on the bed alone, desperately panting. With unbridled desire, he turns his head toward the door and calls out for someone waiting in the next room. I am instantly shocked to see my work friend stroll into the room wearing nothing but a devious smile. So, she asks, green light? I stare at my naked friend standing at the edge of the bed and smile broadly. The greenest. She crawls across the bed, takes the position her partner had just been in between my thighs, and we begin kissing passionately. As we make out, the man steps up behind her and begins to bind her in ropes as well, wrapping her chest, upper arms and thighs in various harnesses. He leaves her hands and legs free, however, giving her all the mobility she needs to enjoy my body. They take turns fucking me in every conceivable way. While they periodically play with each other, it's obvious their primary focus is me. My body, my enjoyment, my unadulterated pleasure. They explore every inch of my body, every hole, every crevice. They plunder the duffel bag for a cavalcade of toys and equipment all used in service of making me feel every imaginable pleasure. Once done, all three of us collapse onto the bed, completely spent and breathing in a raggedy unison. I realize that at some point my legs and arms have been freed of their restraints. I try to recall when it happened, but all I remember is a writhing mass of flesh, toys, and rope. After a few moments, the man reaches out and pulls both of us to him, one under each arm. He leans over and kisses his partner tenderly, affectionately, then turns the other way and does the same to me. His head then drops back onto the bed and barely whispered, "Thank you," escaping his limbs. A few more minutes of rest, and he gets up, removing the rest of the ropes from both of us with practiced ease. He then sets about collecting the ropes, toys, and debris scattered around the room. As he works, I look down over my body, staring at the angry red lines that crisscross me from head to toe. "Rope kisses," my friend says with a chuckle. "They're my favorite part, the mark of a good time. Unfortunately, they do fade over a few hours." I look again at my own skin, tracing a finger over one of the lines on my arm and feeling the ridges from the impression of the rope's weave. I view them as a badge of honor. My reward for pushing myself into new territory. You know, if you enjoyed this evening, you're free to join us any time you wish. I think we'd like that, my friend says, scooting across the bed, closer to me. I would like that too, I admit, my mind racing at the endless new world of possibilities opening up to me. But you know, I continue, Monday morning at the office is going to be a little weird.